And it is 1:31. This is KYR 89.1. I'm Daniel Breen. Breaking into our programming this hour to bring you live coverage of Governor Asa Hutchinson's latest daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak in Arkansas. Now we go live to the governor speaking from the state capitol.
Daily update. I want to express my appreciation to Quitman High School Bulldogs for giving me the mask with their logo on it. And it's even monogrammed, so thank you very much. Let me first give an update on the tropical storm that has entered South Arkansas. First of all, we have reported that we have at least 22,000 without power. Trees are down in Camden. I have deployed three high water teams to be pre-staged. They are in South Arkansas and ready to go. I know we have Director A.J. Gary here, who's been working with FEMA, and they're ready to go as well. And we, again, just caution everyone to pay attention to the weather. Make sure you follow it. We're going to have flash flooding. We're going to have strong winds, which we already are experiencing. So be safe, be careful, and make sure if you come to a barricade, make sure you turn around and don't try to go around it, because there could be a flooded roadway that could cause death. And so let's all be careful during this time. I also wanted to note that I just got off the phone call with the President. President Trump expressed his concern over Arkansas. He asked, what's the update? Where are we? What's hitting you? How can we be helpful? And of course, I relayed to him the information that I just recited, and thanked him for FEMA being engaged and ready. And he said, if we need more resources, then they will be available. Let me go to our report. But first, I wanted to mention that today we're going to talk about school district data. Secretary Johnny Key, who is here, has worked hard on this with the Department of Health. ACHI has been engaged in this as well. And this is, you know, we have the data in terms of the number of cases in the community of the school district. But this is specific information in terms of positive COVID-19 cases in each school district and the active cases as well. And we wanted to start today with this information that will be posted today on the website of the Arkansas Department of Health, that will be visible for every parent, every community that's interested in that data. And it is for the schools that have, or districts that have, more than five positive cases. That's the cutoff for privacy reasons, as a consistent pattern as to how we've reported other information for different settings in the past. If we go to the first graph, we can see the cumulative information here. What you will see on the website will be each district that's listed that has more than five cases. This, under the public school district, the total number of active cases is 222. In all of the school districts, that is 222. And of course, this reflects activities that before school started, but it's a good starting point to understand the active cases in all of the school districts in Arkansas. In the next column, you see the cumulative faculty staff cases. The total is 101 in our public school districts. And then you have the cumulative cases, and these are, of course, goes back to June 15th time frame. So June 15th, of course, they started the summer school activities. They had different present students on school campuses, and so the cumulative cases from June 15th is 441, and the student cases in the total cumulative is offered as well. The college and university is also offered here, and of course we just have the total numbers here, 41 active cases in our colleges and universities with 15 staff. And you can see the cumulative cases as well. And then, of course, if you go to the website, you'll be able to see each school district that would be listed that has over five cases. And I won't enumerate those, but that's available through Secretary Key or go to the website and you'll be able to see that, and it's broken down by college and university as well. And with that, let me go to our case report. Yesterday, in the last 24 hours, we had 722 additional cases. That brings our cumulative cases to 58,745. In terms of hospitalizations, we have two fewer that are hospitalized. That brings us down to 433. In terms of deaths, we have seven additional deaths. That brings us to 739. Dr. Romero, when he comes, will, of course, give more details in terms of the top counties that make up that 722 new cases. We had testing of 6,682, a more significant testing day in the last 24 hours. Let's look at it in terms of our graphs to give us a picture historically as to where we are. And you can see with more testing, we're up a little bit in our case report. The next one, you'll see the trend line, the 7-day rolling average as they work on that. That has us going in the, you see it's down from where we were at our peak, but you see it up a little bit because we're up a little bit in our cases. And then the next one is the hospitalized. I like that trend. We're still going down in our hospitalizations. That gives us, first of all, a good cushion in the event these new cases bring on hospitalizations, but it also reflects a good trend. And then you have the 7-day rolling average of positivity. And here again, there's the 10% mark set by the CDC that's measured by the White House. Our rolling positivity is less than that, closer to 8%. And then I wanted to show this today that if we are just going to be getting 5,000 tests over the next 5 days, we're going to be at 180,000 in terms of our PCR tests for the month of August. We're not there yet, but that shows that we might be able to get there. And if we do, of course, 180,000 is 6% of the population of Arkansas tested in 1 month. And that's a good number. This is the where it breaks down. What I like to see is the red. The red is at a much higher level, so our commercial testing is starting to kick in. Now, I don't know whether that's a trend, whether they've got all their resupplies, or whether it's was just a backload that they sent to us. But I like to see that's a good level for our commercial testing, and that's encouraging. And so with that, let me call Dr. Romero for his report. I did want to recognize before he comes Dr. Seema, Mike Seema, who's one of our state epidemiologists that does a lot of the data work on this. And so if you wanted to ask some complicated questions on the data, this might be a good day to do it. We've got the resident expert here. With that, Dr. Romero, and then I'll ask Secretary Key to come and talk a little bit more details about the school information.
And this is Dr. Jose Romero, Health Secretary of the Arkansas Department of Health. You're listening to KYR 89.1.
Thank you, Governor. So to add some more data to our presentation today, as mentioned, the hospitalized individuals has fallen by another two individuals to 433. Of note, this is as low as it was 6 weeks ago, so our trend continues to go backwards, and this gives us significant bed reserve if we need it in the future. We have had a decrease of 9 individuals on ventilators. Again, we are under 100 at 99 at this point. We have, to date, 52,665 individuals that have recovered in the state. We added to that roll 764 from yesterday. Our active cases at this time are 5,341. As mentioned, the testing is very robust, and we hope that we'll continue to go forward. There are eight counties today that have 20 or more cases listed. Unfortunately, Pulaski continues to be number one at 64. followed by Benton at 37 and Sebastian at 37. Then comes Pope County at 34, Jefferson County at 32, White County at 29. I'll take a moment here to speak about that county. They have jumped into this category. This is because of 19 cases that are occurring in a nursing home facility. We are keeping an eye on that. Saline has 27, and Garland County has 20. So a couple of words. As was mentioned last week, for football playing teams, it's important that also bands adhere to the guidance that was issued. We are hearing reports of bands not adhering to social distancing, not using face masks, and not using the covers necessary for their wind instruments that is appropriate. If we don't do that, there will be consequences with infections in the bands. This is an activity that can lead to transmission of the virus, and I want to stress that the guidance is there to protect the students and the adults that are in the area. Lastly, I want to add some clarification to the testing recommendations that were recently modified by the Centers for Disease Control. The Centers for Disease Control has issued new testing recommendations for those individuals that were exposed and have no symptoms at the time, asymptomatic at this time. What they recommended was that testing was not necessary for those individuals unless, and I want to underline unless, they have a high-risk condition or local or state ordinances or health departments feel it is necessary to do so. Our state health department feels it is important to test those individuals. We've had some individuals that have questioned our request for children or adults who are asymptomatic and have been exposed to someone who has COVID to undergo testing. That is within the recommendation, and we're continuing to seek that testing to be performed. So I'll stop here and pass it on to Secretary Key.
And this is Education Secretary Johnny Key. You're listening to the Governor's Daily Coronavirus Briefing on KYR 89.1.
Thank you, Dr. Romero. Just want to remind everyone that we continue to have ongoing communication and collaboration with the Department of Health. On a daily basis, we have team members from the Department of Education embedded with the Health Department in their Emergency Operations Center taking calls. And we also want to thank them for their help and assistance in getting this next level of school data. This is data, as the governor said, it will report five or greater numbers of cases at the school district level. These are actual cases that are connected within the school district. We will be reporting both active cases and cumulative cases. Now, these will update two times a week. This data will update on Mondays and Thursdays. It will include public schools, many of the private schools that are reporting to us, and our higher institutions of higher education. Will be broken down between students and employees if that data is available. Now, one thing that I want to remind everyone, districts will have the most real-time data. Since this website will be updated twice a week, the numbers that districts are seeing will be something that is very relevant to the conversations that we have with them as we work to assist them with any modifications to on-site operations. Last week, through the cooperation and assistance of ACAI, we added another data point, and so this adds on to that. Just to report that Dr. Thompson has informed me that this afternoon when the ACAI data updates, last week we had 19 districts that were showing 50 or more cases per 10,000 over the rolling 2 weeks, and today that number will be down to 13 districts. So we are on a positive trend there as well. I did get to visit, and the equipment team provided the governor's mask and one for me today. I visited them yesterday, and what we saw were teachers and students that were happy to be back at school, engaged in positive learning environment, working on their new procedures and practices to make sure that they can continue to have a successful school year, taking into account the safety precautions outlined by the Department of Health.
Thank you. And with that, we'll take any questions.
With the cases going up again today and also more testing, any idea what's behind that? And how concerned are you about that increase?
Well, I'm concerned every day. And, I hope that it's a reflection of the increased testing that we're doing over the last 24 hours and not a trend. We just have to, when I see a number like this, we have to continue to watch it over a couple of days and see where this is going. But it's just a constant reminder as to how many infected individuals are in the state of Arkansas, in our communities, and that there's risk out there. And that's one of the reasons that we do this daily update is that hopefully this will impress upon everyone that we continue to take it seriously as they should. I am concerned about how often Pulaski County is in the top counties for the number of cases. And, of course, there's a higher population base here. But we do need to really focus here in Pulaski County as to paying attention to it, following all the guidelines. Yes.
As far as the school and college data sets, what is the lag time in some of the reporting? I know you said it's not real time and districts will have more real time data, but what's the lag time and will colleges and schools be required to post any real time information on their own web pages?
And Education Secretary Johnny Key again.
Well, part of the lag time is just simply the logistics of getting that data and getting that reported, but it's also a part of the process of the contact tracing and ensuring that we get initial calls that come in through the point of contact to the hotline, but the health department goes through the process of then following up on that. To accuracy is important, so we want to make sure that the right data is being provided and the right notifications are being made ahead of the data. The data is kind of a trailing indicator.
Will anyone be required to post their active cases on their own website?
Some districts are choosing to do that. We are not making that a requirement, no.
Please ask the question.
Do we know of any of the deaths that are reported have been tested only through antigen tests, or have all the deaths been confirmed through PCR tests?
All right. I will refer to my experts here.
I think we did.
Do you know the answer? Please.
Dr. Sima.
This is Dr. Mike Sima, state epidemiologist with the Arkansas Department of Health.
Hi. So I'm not currently aware of any deaths that were tested just with antigens. We will go back and review to make sure that is the case. But so far, all the deaths that we have reported out have been PCR confirmed.
So all deaths have been confirmed?
That we have thus far reported out have been PCR confirmed, yes.
And also, do you know what the percentages are now in contact tracing with people who've been to bars or restaurants?
We do collect that information. We have it. I do not have it with me, unfortunately, but I can get that information for you, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
So what's kind of the intent behind some of the school and college data? Like, how do you intend for it to be used by, like, the state, the institutions themselves, the general public? What can they get from it?
That's a very good question. For example, you're going to see in a very large school district, they're going to have a number of cases. And so as a parent or a member of the community looks at that, they're going to have to put it in perspective. And then you're probably going to have to inquire if there's 15 or 20 schools in that district, what specific school is it located in, and then what action have been taken. And there'll be a lot of information that will be available through the local school district that will help them to make that decision. From a state standpoint, that's obviously helpful information to know the response level. We look at what's in the community in terms of community spread, but then we'll also look at the data in the specific school and also particularly how it impacts staff, and that will help the decision makers to know what kind of response action should be taken.
Have there been any more schools that have had to modify their operations in response to COVID concerns?
Johnny.
And Education Secretary Johnny Key again.
So the question is, have there been any other districts that have had to modify? I don't have a list, but it's a daily situation. But the last 2 days has been more of a response to the weather situation. That's, we've been dealing with a lot of changes to on-site operations or delayed or early release or cancellations due to weather. That's really clouded some of the reaction due to any COVID-related situations.
Is there any question remotely?
Yeah, Governor, this is Andrew with AP. I had a couple questions on the school data. I wanted to ask you or Secretary Key, the 222 active cases, was that a surprise, or is this kind of what you were expecting in terms of what you would see at this point? And the second thing I wanted to ask you about, and also want to ask Dr. Romero about, was the changes to the testing guidance from CDC. Do you have any concern that this would end up hurting the state's efforts to encourage people to get tested? Are you worried about there being conflicting messages from the feds and the state level?
Help me out, Andrew, to make sure we cover all of that. But first, in reference to the total number of cases, active cases that we see right now in our public schools, was that a surprise to me? No. To me, it seems like a very modest number compared to the, 30,000 students? How many students, school students, do we have? 480,000. So you think about 480,000 students that we have out there with this number, it's no surprise at all. Why it's important for us to have this starting point, and that's what I'm most interested in, is that this is a number really before school activity has started. I mean, if there was an infection, the students would have got that outside of the school activities for it to be a statistic right now. And so we'll be able to measure from that, 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks, 4 weeks from now. And I expect that number to go up, but we will see. In terms of the second part of the question, and with the CDC guidelines, that could lead to some confusion out there. And the CDC guidelines, they changed that. But whenever you're in Arkansas, you're trying to fight the increase in cases. We've had a consistent pattern of having our, for those that would have been exposed, to be tested as well, even though they're asymptomatic. That's something that we've hammered that's been important to us in identifying and controlling the spread of the virus. And so we want to be able to continue that pattern at least into the future until we can get a good handle on this. But that's where we are right now, and I'll invite Secretary Key or Dr. Romero to add to that.
And Education Secretary Johnny Key.
Andrew, I agree with the governor. It's not surprising. We've had school activities that have been back open to some degree since the summer, mainly in athletics and the band and activities of that nature. So that number, when you spread that around the state, it's not that surprising. To me, the number that I really look at are the close contacts. When we know there is a positive case in a school, if you have a small number of close contacts, that tells me that school is doing a good job of social distancing, following the precautions set forward by the Department of Health. If one case ends up with double digits, 30, 40, 50 close contacts, that means that school may need to look a little harder at their procedures. They may need to look a little harder at their distancing and their paying attention to those other guidelines. So I think the numbers are helpful to get started, and we'll continue to track them.
And this is Health Secretary Dr. Jose Romero.
So we are moving proactively to address this issue with our practitioners. Through the Health Alert Network, we will send out an email letting practitioners know about our continued desire to test these individuals. This is not an absolute that somebody who is not symptomatic and has been exposed should not be tested. We also are stressing, as the governor has said, our local health units are still testing all comers, whether you have symptoms or exposure or have a concern. We want to test you. And again, I want to stress, as I did before, that there is not a charge for this. If you have insurance, we will accept that. If there is no insurance, the testing is free of charge.
Next question.
Governor Chad Muro with KNWA News. Staying on the topic of schools, I was hoping you could elaborate a little bit more on what educators and parents should be looking for over these next couple weeks in terms of the data. If we know more cases are likely to pop up, what should that curve look like if we're to know that what our schools are doing is working, or if maybe we need to shift gears a little?
Well, it's a very good question. And first of all, you've got to give this some time. You know, I would expect, it'd be 2 weeks from the start of school before you see any impact from that, from the additional engagement of people in together in that environment. And the first thing that I want the parents to look for is, are the schools following the guidelines, which I believe that they are? And they should have comfort with that whenever there is the mask wearing that they can encourage. That's the first data point. And then obviously everybody's gonna look at do the cases go up down the road? And then clearly, you know, what school is that outbreak in, or the number of cases? And that's why we wanna be transparent. We're putting all this up on the website. And the school districts, I expect them to be cooperative and share information as well. So I know that they'll be looking at the number of cases, but I do encourage the parents and the communities to look more deeply and not simply to react by the fact that there is a case in the school, or that they're on the list that there's more than five cases on the school. Probe deeply into it as to how the response is, you know, what action has been taken, and make good judgments from there. Next question.
Governor, it's Brett Raines. A quick question, follow up on the schools. If we know there are 222 cases in schools, do we know how many students or staff that could be quarantined because of those 222 cases?
I think it was a question as to how many staff has been quarantined as a result of these cases?
Students and staff, do we know that number?
Do we know that number? I don't believe we have that now. That would be, we'll have a conversation later as to whether that can be narrowed down, but we do not have that now. Next question.
Governor Hyatt, it's Neil Gladner in Hot Springs. On that first chart you showed about the students and the 220 students, could you just drill down on that, 222, could you drill down on that? Because there was something about masking of districts that had under five for privacy purposes. So did the 222 include those as well? And also, is that data up on the education and health department websites now, or is that to come?
It's supposed to be put up on the website at the conclusion of this news conference. So we'll monitor that to make sure that is up. And Neil, if I understand the question, is just to get more specific about the total number of active cases. And you're correct, there's 222 active cases in all of our school districts. We only list those that are more than five in quantity. And the reason for that, of course, is that we want to protect their privacy. If you get less than that, then it's going to possibly invade the privacy of individuals, and so we only list those that are more than five active cases, which I think is probably most relevant. But That list will be up, and I could read it to you now, but it'll take a while, and I think it'd be best if we just went to the website for that. Did I answer your question, Neil? I know you're not happy with it, but I did the best I could. Did you get anything else on that, John? Back to the table, I know we have a question.
You did fine, Governor. Just the follow-up, though, is when we do see it, I think what I hear you saying is it may not total 222 because of the privacy concerns.
I see your point. That's a good point, actually, and I think our number here, Dr. Seaman.
And State Epidemiologist Dr. Mike Seaman.
Thank you for the question. You are correct. On the report that will be listed on the website, we will have a cumulative total active cases, if you will, to reflect those school districts that are not listed explicitly on the report because they have less than five cases, but the 220 will be those that are currently listed on the report.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Kind of on that note, who specifically are you including in some of those counts? Like, are you counting only active cases of people who are coming to campus, or would that potentially include, like, virtual teachers and students?
That's a very good question.
Yeah, so those totals will include all types of learning. So that would be in-person, virtual, and hybrid. We can break those out from a cumulative perspective, not necessarily by the school district, again, for privacy purposes, but we do collect that information, yes.
That was State Epidemiologist Dr. Mike Seaman.
I'm glad you asked that question because that's another point of information for parents as they analyze data. Was this somebody who is virtual that went out and did some activity in which they contracted COVID, or were they in the school? And so that's an important distinction that I know the parents will want to inquire about too. With that, thank you. Today is Thursday, so we've got Friday tomorrow, and I look forward to seeing it, and hopefully everybody will be safe this afternoon during this storm. And again, I encourage everybody to watch the weather. Thank you very much.
And that was Governor Asa Hutchinson speaking in his daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak in Arkansas. You're listening to 89.1 KYR Little Rock, a listener-supported service of UA Little Rock in partnership with UAMS. Just a very brief rundown of the numbers we heard today. Arkansas saw an increase of 722 new coronavirus cases. That brought the total to 58,745. We saw a decrease of two regarding hospitalizations due to COVID-19, two fewer Arkansans hospitalized for a total of 433. We did see an increase of seven additional deaths from COVID-19 for a death total of 739. As of today, 5,341 active cases of COVID-19 here in Arkansas. We heard a little bit of information about school district level coronavirus data. We did have that previously available online on the Department of Health website, but it did not specifically break down students, staff cases. Now we hear that the state will be doing that for districts with more than five positive cases. From June 15th until now, those districts with more than five positive cases, currently we have 222 active cases in all school districts in Arkansas. That includes faculty and staff and students. We've got a cumulative total of 544 coronavirus cases since June 15th among faculty and staff and students. And in colleges and universities, that cumulative total was 108. And again, thank you for listening. We'll have a more in-depth rundown this afternoon during All Things Considered, and again tomorrow morning during Morning Edition. And as always, listen live online at kyr.org. This is KYR News.